Hello. Oh my goodness, you guys have been so patient, and I will admit I completely forgot about this, but only for a short period of time, and now I have remembered, and it's gonna be great. And now I have remembered, and it's gonna be great. So, let's just. We're going to start with Reddit, as we should. I have a lot of questions to get through today. And I'm too super excited. I have my green tea, my iced tea. It's just you guys hanging out with me as I answer all of your pressing questions. So let's strap on in. All right. So this is the Reddit section of the AMA. I have also questions from OnlyFans, Twitter, and Instagram, and I will I'll have time code for all those in case you want to skip. But we're starting with Reddit first. Question from a typical yak. What would be your best anal video? And who is the favorite guy to do it with? Also, will you be doing any more gangbang or bukkake content? Well, my best anal would probably be the first one I did, which is Jade Loves Anal. That's an older video. That was where with oh my gosh, I'm just stuttering all over the place. It's fine. It's fine. Whatever. That was with oh my God, what was his name? It was Ryan something. Fuck. Now I look like a whore. Hang on, let me look up this motherfucker's name. So how are you guys doing? Ryan. Oh my God, what was his name? Ryder. Ryan Ryder. So the fun fact about Ryan Ryder is that he was on like a British reality show to be like a pop star. And so, like, he was in a boy band. And so then he became a porn star, and he's Scottish and gorgeous, and he has the prettiest cock I've ever seen. And I wanted him to put it in my ass. And so he was the first boy that I hired to shoot content with me. So that was very sexy to have him out to do that. And yeah, so that was my favorite guy and the first guy and the best guy. Also, will you be doing any more gangbang or bukkake content? I would like to. The thing about gangbangs is I'm really picky because I want everyone to kind of work really well together and also work really well with me. And when you have like five or six dudes, it's a little bit harder to achieve. So, you know, and bukkake by itself, I'm super not interested. I like the bukkake after the gangbang. So when I did my first gangbang, it finished with a bukkake and I liked that. But I don't think I'd like it if I didn't have the intensity built up of fucking them all for like the beforehand part. You know what I'm saying? Okay, second question from Elfie Sick. Any double anal penetration scenes? No, dude. Don't you think you know? I love anal, but I can get very small things in my butt. So like having two dicks in my butt, like I appreciate that you have that much faith in me, but no, that's not something that I'm going to be doing in the foreseeable future or ever, probably. All right, Kiwi, what do you consider to be the best present you've ever gotten? Who gave it to you? Okay, so I think this was the Christmas when I was 14, and we lived on a ranch, and so like after everyone got their presents, like I knew that my present was something big outside. And so they brought me outside and like led me down to the arena, and they had filled it full of jumps that they had built for me. So that was pretty cool. That was rather a special present. Okay. And then PM hot lingerie pics. Ooh. Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or 100 horse-sized ducks? And then he said, just kidding. So that's like a fake question. What is the best way to get you off? What was your favorite orgasm on camera? What is your all-time favorite video game? How are your plants doing? Oh no, my plants are actually not doing good at all. It's actually very sad. I have a redwood tree that I've named Ronald, and he is doing not good. And I don't think he's going to make it. So that's very sad. Okay, what is the best way to get you off? Honestly, the best way is to leave me alone in the room with a cell phone and a pair of headphones and a vibrator. Oh, you mean like with a partner? Oh, shit. Fingering. I will take a fingering all day, every day. Love it. If you're good at it, though, I mean, it's usually pretty good. It's rare that I have bad fingering, honestly. What was your favorite orgasm on camera? Okay, I actually know this one. So, it was a scene with, I'm gonna fucking out people, whatever. It was a scene with J. Crew and Billy Boston. And, J. Crew, I think, was 60. He was at least 60 at this time. I think he was probably 61. And Billy is, I don't know, Billy's about my age. And so we did like I was the maid and they were a father-son duo. And they were fucking me together. Well, Billy kind of was struggling a little bit, which happens. It's totally fine. He didn't, like, if you're a male performer or even just like a person with a penis, the best way to deal with struggling and wood issues is to just kind of be chill and not get in your head. So he, like, it just became part of the scene. Like, he didn't like, oh no, he was just like, oh yeah, get her, dad. So and, you know, having this younger man struggle next to him really kind of spurred Jane on. So Jay, like, absolutely demolished me in that scene, like, railed me. And that was the hardest orgasm I've ever had on camera, was J. Crew. So that's kind of cool. All-time favorite video game, probably Twilight Princess. I'm replaying Ocarina right now. It does not have, I don't have as much love for it as I did the first time I played it. The first time I played it, I was quite young, and I actually was walked through it by my best friend. So I'd get home from school and I'd immediately call her, and she, from memory, would walk me through the game. So that was a cool experience, but revisiting it now, I think I really like Twilight Princess. I think that was my favorite game. All right, going down the row. Ooh, 8 minutes. It's going to be so long. No questions. Just want to say it's fun to see a girl do porn with enthusiasm and honesty. You genuinely look like you're having fun, and it's nice. I usually am. And when I'm not, I tend not to fake that I am. So I am glad that is coming through. So, fun fact about me. When I talk, I tend to yawn a lot. So there's going to be a lot of yawning in this audio. And I don't know if I'm going to cut that out. So we shall see. But I am doing it a lot. Yeah. All right, cool. Witchy Babe is one of my real life friends. She says, why are you such a babe? And also one of the sweetest people ever. Also, hi, I love you. I love you, Ham. You're the fucking sweetest. Thinking dirty thoughts about Ham. Anyway, moving on. Okay, this is from Mark. I like Mark. Mark's cool. Okay, and he asked, any hobbies you like to relax with? What's your favorite book that you've read recently? Do you like any horror movies? What's your favorite movie genre? What's your favorite color for lingerie, coffee, or tea? Hobbies to relax with. I like to write. If you're listening to this, you probably are aware of that. I used to be a big reader, but I'm not really doing that quite as much as I used to. I feel kind of bad about it, but not really. I like to color. I have horses. I like to work out. I'm doing the Spartan race thing, and I love that. What's your favorite book that you read recently? Okay, so I'm going to count audiobooks in this. If you say that doesn't count, you're wrong. my favorite book that I've read recently and maybe ever would be Horns by Jo Hill. I just fucking loved every part of it. Absolutely loved every part of it. Because it was an audiobook, I did get the benefit of the narrator, who was excellent. But I thought... I thought it was very funny and very moving and made me feel all of the emotions. And I really, really fucking liked it, like a lot. It's one I'll go back to and listen again. Do you like any horror movies? Yes, but I'm very, very picky. I don't like anything about evil people. That's not my bag. I like monsters, and occasionally like craziness. So, okay, let's see some recent ones that I liked. I liked The Boy. I liked The Descent. I think you'd consider Cloverfield horror. That was that one I really enjoyed. The Ritual would also be horror. I like that. I like Cryptids in the Woods, or like a ragtag team in the woods. Like if we're getting a group of people together and we're in the woods or like in a cave, like I'm down for that. That's my jam. I recently, this isn't a horror movie, but I just saw Fall. Which is about two girls that get stuck on a big giant radio tower. And it had some good parts and also some not good parts. But I was really excited about it. What's your favorite movie genre? Thought I went over that. I'm going over that kind of as we speak. I like sci-fi. I like if it's in a cave or like underwater or like there's a big giant shark or a big giant any sort of monster, like I'm down, like that's my shit. What's your favorite color for lingerie? I like green and blues on me. I used to have a lot of lingerie on my wish list, but every time anyone buys me something from Amazon, it fits like shit and then I feel bad. So I took everything off my wish list. And yeah. Now it's just like tea and skincare and men's joggers. Super sexy. Speaking of which, the next question, coffee or tea? I like both. But for the sake of answering the question, I would say I am a tea drinker. Okay, next question. How good is the average American commercial porn production today in terms of working conditions, consent, and sticking to the script for the average non-superstar performer? Excellent. Really good, actually. At least, I would say, from great. That's a little generous. From good to, like, absolutely superb. I've never really had a terrible time on set. Ever. There's a lot of, I don't want to speak to anyone else's experiences out there, but there's a lot of people who have had really terrible experiences on set. I've been very lucky to have not really had anything quite like that. I've had some bad days and I've had some hilarious days. But very few. Most of the time when I'm on set, I'm very happy to be there and enjoying what I'm doing and taken care of very well. I'm taken care of very well. Jesus, this fucking yawning is driving me nuts. So describe your foot fetish. Ooh. Okay, so I am a female foot freak. It's kind of rare for women, I think. Yeah, so I like feet because they're kind of like, it's like a secret part of you that isn't normally sexualized. So if like I'm looking at your genitals, that's obviously a sexual part. And so that's usually like hidden away. And if I'm seeing it, we're probably in either a sexual context or a very like a medical context. But your feet, that's like a secret. Like, you're not thinking about the fact that I might be sexualizing it. And also another thing about the feet, if someone is being sexually pleasured, or even pleasured for, like, not sexually, I guess, like, just having nice sensations, their toes twitch. And that, for the most part, is a completely involuntary reaction. And so I really like that. So there's a creator I follow who does a lot of jerk-off vids. And I always fucking look at his toes. Because I love watching them flex and twitch and fucking curl. That's my jam. How do you feel about crab rangoon? I actually made crab rangoon here recently. And it wasn't that great. I'm going to be honest. When I've bought crab rangoon before, and it has been a lot tastier making it myself. It wasn't the business, I'm going to be honest. Any TikTok creators you'd like to work with? Actually, yes. So I follow, he started on TikTok. I'm moving around, so that's the shuffling. He started on TikTok. His name is Kane Wolf. And he's a photographer and a contract creator. And I would love to get in front of his camera. And if he ever decides to do partner work, I would really love to be a part of that as well. How about describe your ultimate man in as much or as little detail as you'd like? Also, if two questions are allowed, describe your perfect first date. Love your content and thanks in advance. Oh, thank you. Okay, so super nice. So Samwise Gamgee is the perfect man in looks, bravery, heart, loyalty, love, skill with a campfire, skill with a sword. Samwise Gamgee is what I like. That's my jam. That's what we should all strive to be more like, Sam. Describe your perfect first date. Yeah, so actually my perfect first date is the one that my last first date was a long while ago. So we went to Disneyland, right? Because I don't do the, ooh, let's do dinner and a movie. No, I want to like, let's go do something. So we went to Disneyland and he locked his keys in the car. And given my prior experience of my whole life of men locking your keys in the car, I expected like a full rage meltdown. And like that would ruin the day. So I was like fully prepared, like already like starting to like brace myself. And he just went, oh, that's funny. We'll deal with that later. And then we went and had an awesome day at Disneyland. And that was, fuck. Like, there had been a moment or two before where I'd, like, super fell in love. But, like, that, I'd never seen anything like that before. I'd never experienced anything like that before. And I didn't know it could exist. So that was really fucking cool. And then when we got back to the parking lot at, like, fucking 10, because we stayed until closing, we got to watch Disney security struggle to Jimmy open his car and fuck up his weather stripping. And that was a nice little bonding moment for us. What's my favorite movie of 2022? Any genre? What's cool in LA that isn't super touristy? Corn tortilla or flour tortilla? All right, so I just saw Marcel the Shell. And it kind of changed my whole, like, it's a lot to say it changed my whole outlook on life, but I'm definitely in a different place than before I saw it. It was about just enjoying the little things for what they are and realizing that your space within those little things and within the world is important and necessary, and the world wouldn't be what it is, and the beauty you experience in the world wouldn't be here without you here to experience it. And so that really meant a lot to me, and it was really cool to have told to me in such a simple, soft way. What's cool in LA that isn't super touristy? Okay, well, I'm so sorry. I don't go anywhere. I don't go anywhere or do anything. Yeah. What's cool in LA? There's some restaurants I'd like. But I don't like, oh my gosh, let's go do that cool thing in LA. We leave, like, Los Angeles when we have people down here. So, like, if we had, like, our perfect week of, like, showing someone Southern California, like, we'd go up to the mountains, up to Big Bear. We'd go to Disneyland. We would go to the beach. We would go to the San Diego Zoo, the desert. We'd go everywhere. And that's, I mean, my favorite part of Southern California is that everything's right here. And I can access anything I want, and I think that's really cool. But there's no seasons. I don't care. and corn tortillas, fried in oil, are my favorite. You seem like a very smart lady. Well, thank you. Have you ever tried to play D&D or any games like it? Ooh, this is gonna make people so sad. So the improvisation, world building, interacting within a within parameters, like the fantasy play aspect of D&D and role playing games, I really like the idea of, like, the LARPing part of it. What I don't like is the math and the rules. Like, I don't care. Like, I'd rather just tell you what I'm going to do now that I'm in the dark cave. You know what I'm saying? And also, I kind of lose my attention on stuff like that with games that get hard. I like game nights, but I'd rather play something that we can all sit around and laugh, as opposed to something where we have to pay really close attention to the rules. So, like, when I play Risk, I just devise a pattern and I just play it according to the pattern. And I usually do really well. But like, hardcore rules and stuff, like, it's just exhausting, honestly. So I'd rather play something a little softer, a little lighter. Okay, and then, we have more stuff going on. Okay. This is from my buddy, Queen of the North, who I fucking love so much. All right, I'm going to drink some water for her. Okay. If you were trapped on an island, a comfortable island with Wi-Fi and some modern necessities, what or who would you bring to keep yourself occupied and content? Okay, so I'm picturing, like, am I alone on this island? Okay, yeah, I'm alone on the island. But it's, like, a comfortable island. So, like, I'm picturing a Ponderosa on Survivor. That's what I'm picturing. I don't know. My friend Slaya is pretty fucking sick. And I think we would dominate the island together, and we could handle ourselves. So my friend Slaya is who I would bring to the island. But if I have Wi-Fi, and I assume access to the Wi-Fi, I don't. Like, I'm good. What's your favorite breed of horse and your favorite riding style? I have Arabians. They rule. I love them. And riding style, I guess Western, but I prefer to ride, like, in a stock saddle, like, kind of a, I guess not a stock saddle, like a hybrid saddle. I do endurance, I guess is the closest thing to the discipline that I want to go after, except for reining, which I haven't had any experience towards yet. So, Western would be the easiest for you to, like, visualize, but also not quite that. Like, Western plus. Oh no, your TV has turned into an interdimensional portal. If you could choose one movie or TV show to be a character in it, what would you choose? Well, given who asked this question, I'd go to Extempore. I mean, obviously. Extempore is one of the universes that erotic audio creator and storyteller Fade by Night has created. It is like a mashup of like a medieval world and like Halloween Dungeons and Dragons. He's not gonna listen to this, but he would really hate that description. It's like a fantasy world where I can fuck whoever and whatever I want. So that is where I would go, obviously. Okay, you're a huge foodie. What are some of your favorite types of food? Asian, barbecue, Mexican, traditional American. Okay, you listed all my favorite types. Love Mexican, like, so much. Mexican is fabulous. It is wonderful. I love it a lot. American food, like, we're fucking doing some barbecue. We're doing some fucking mashed potatoes, some mac and cheese, some fried chicken. Oh, shit. Asian food, love it. Let's go. But I do have a very Americanized palate. I can't lie about that. I have kind of a white girl palate. And finally, the last one. What sex position makes you come the hardest for science? The hardest would probably be on my back with my knees pressed up to my chest. But my favorite position is on my belly, so I can kind of be pressed into the mattress with someone on top of me weighing me down. That's what I like. Let's see, who's your favorite partner to work with and why? Are there any audio tags you haven't done yet that you want to? Where do you get your inspirations for your scripts? My favorite partner to work with. I really like having sex with my friend Sonia Harcourt. We just kind of play off each other in a really comfortable, fun way. Since we've had so much sex and spent so much time together, like when she's down here in California, she's usually at my house. So it's just very comfortable, and we know each other so well, so we get to, like, oh my god, I'm bringing a boy, and then, like, you bring a boy, and then we, like, share the boy, and it's just friends having sex. So we're, like, for the most part, we fuck each other through boys, and I think that's very sexy. Are there any audio tags you haven't done yet that you want to? Dude, my list of scripts I could write or audios I could do is like 30 things long. Like, there's a lot, and I'm constantly adding to it. I'm not very fast. I'm trying to be faster. I'm trying to incorporate writing and recording into, like, my daily list. Like, I have a list of things I want to get done every day, and I'm trying to I want to see audios and writing on that list all the time. Because it's very satisfying for my brain to do this. It's very calming and gets me in a nice headspace. Can you do feet stuff with? Oh, I'm gonna not answer that question. So I'm gonna snap and we're gonna cut that question out. Great, cool. Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, Shag, Mary, throw off a cliff. I'd get rid of the Tooth Fairy. I'd definitely fuck the Easter Bunny, and I'd marry Santa, because of course, I feel like that's a no-brainer question. Okay. My favorite scene was your threesome with Star 9 as stepsisters. How would that rate among all your videos? I would say very popular, but the reason it's so popular is because it's available for free for so many places from so many people. So there's that. Please pay for your porn when you can, people, or at least support your creators in another way. Like, you don't have to pay for every porn you watch. Like, that would be asinine. A lot to pay for most people, but just like a little bit, like just a little bit, pay for a little bit of the porn, like just subsidize it. That's all I'm asking. Can you lure Molly Jane out of retirement for a lesbian scene? I get questions like this a lot, or at least often enough that I have feelings about them. I don't know who that is. And also, no. You could. You could. If you found a way to contact her and then offered her like a buttload of money, you probably could lure her out of retirement for a lesbian scene. But I cannot do that by myself. If you wanted to give me a buttload of money and I could offer it to her, I could try that. But the buttload of money is kind of the main thing there, sweetheart. Assuming that you eat pizza, what is your favorite pizza topping? Assuming I eat pizza, of course. My favorite pizza toppings are pepperoni, mushroom, and ricotta. That's a damn fine pizza. I also honorable mention, I love the flavor of bell pepper on pizza, but I hate the texture of bell pepper on pizza. I need a wedding date in October. Are you available? Yeah, maybe. Hit me up. Let's fucking... I'm gonna respond to this person now. DM me. And yeah, we shall see. I'm here in this life for experiences, know what I'm saying? Who's got the tastiest cum pussy ass you've worked with to date? Oh my god, I have to look up this other girl. What was her name? I think it was Sarah something. Wasn't that Sarah? I'm looking at all the Sarahs on my list. Dun, 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 dun. Going through this list like, who the fuck is that? Oh, I think I might have... Did I see it? Where is it? Daisy. Daisy Monroe. Daisy Monroe. I don't know if she's still performing, but she smelled and tasted like honey. Like, delicious. Very, very nice. Honorable mention, softest pussy I've ever had in my mouth would be Chanel Preston. Closely followed by Angela White. And if we're talking cum, that's Erin Wilcox would have the tastiest cum. However, I feel like he used a certain kind of lubricant that tasted particularly sweet. But it was a double blowjob. Like, it was me and another girl. I think. Was it? I don't know. Anyway, all I remember is he came in my mouth and, like, I broke character to go, oh my god, you taste so good. But I think it was the lube. All right. So that was 33 minutes for the Reddit section. I think I am going to break this into sections so I can not do it all at once because my throat is already getting a little tired. So, yeah. Thank you so much for listening and participating in this AMA. I would love to hear from you. I hope you like it.